Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson. Welcome to today's Midday Interview. I'm delighted to have Stephen Field here today. He's the director of the Carolina Vocal Arts Ensemble. They are celebrating their sixth year, and they have a great concert coming up a week from this Saturday, Saturday, March 24th. It's called Something Wonderful, The Musical Genius of Rodgers and Hammerstein. Steve, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Who doesn't love Rodgers and Hammerstein? I mean, the music is so wonderful. I'm sure you'll have a lot of people coming to this concert.
Yes, we are selling lots of tickets, so we're very excited about having a great crowd and a wonderful night of just terrific music.
All right. Talk about who your guest soloist is, because that's really interesting.
Sure. We have Liz Field will be singing with us, my wife, of course, and our dear friend Julie Freeman will fly in from Memphis to sing with us as well. But we also have a special guest, and his name is Nat Chandler. He's from New York. And Nat has been singing all over the country, doing lots of musical theater and opera. He has sung with Yul Brynner in The King and I. He's sang with Sarah Brightman, Phantom of the Opera. So he has done a lot of wonderful things on and off Broadway and done national tours. And so we're very excited to have Nat coming to join us.
Wonderful. And of course, you have about how many singers in the ensemble?
About 57.
Wow, yeah. 57 singers.
We're growing.
And you have an orchestra as well.
Yeah, we have about 22 players for this one, so it'll be a nice full concert.
Good. Now, the concert is Saturday, March 24th at 8 p.m. at Winter Park Baptist Church. And let's talk about some of the songs that will be performed.
Sure. Well, the name of the concert is Something Wonderful, and that's actually the title of a song that is sung in The King and I.
Yes, I love that song.
And Lady Tang sings that song, and it's speaking about her husband, who is the king, who has many wives, and she is the head wife, and she is basically singing about supporting your husband even when he's weak and fails, and it's kind of the original Stand By Your Man song.
It is.
So that's a wonderful song. Liz will be singing that. We are doing, we're representing 8 shows in this concert.
And some of them very, very well known.
Yes.
And some not so much.
Right. We have a couple of obscure ones. One show is called Allegro, and the other one is Me and Juliet. And the song from Allegro is called Come Home, and that probably is not well known to people. It is probably one of the most beautiful songs on the program. And then Me and Juliet is a show that is hardly known at all, but the song from it is called No Other Love. And that song is very popular. People will know it as the theme song from NBC's series Victory at Sea.
And then, of course, some of the more well-known musicals that everybody loves to kind of sing along with under their breath.
We have Sound of Music.
Oh, yeah.
Carousel. South Pacific, of course. Oklahoma. State Fair will be represented.
I don't know that one. I don't think I've ever seen, I mean, I know of it, but I don't think I've ever seen a production, I know I haven't, of State Fair. What are there some songs from State Fair?
Well, we are going to be singing It's a Grand Night for Singing.
Oh, yes.
Which lots of people know. It's a big choral arrangement, and we're using it to open the program. And State Fair is about a farming family, and they're taking a 3-day excursion to the state fair. And so the parents are hoping to win some blue ribbons at the fair. Meanwhile, their daughter is going off siblings. Margie and Wayne are more interested in finding romance during the fair. So there's a couple of different plot lines going along during the show.
Now, what do you think is the advantage of performing this music in a concert setting as opposed to going and seeing a fully staged production of, say, State Fair?
Well, I'll tell you, of course, Rodgers and Hammerstein's musicals are brilliant and they're wonderful to go see live on the stage, or the movies are incredible. But one of the things that I love about this concert is that we get to focus on the music of Richard Rodgers and the lyrics of Oscar Hammerstein and how brilliantly they work together. And so you get to focus on the music and just hear the music in its own right. And it's really some beautiful stuff.
I don't know much about their relationship, Rodgers and Hammerstein, but it seems from what I have heard, unlike, say, Gilbert and Sullivan, whose relationship just broke down after a while and they really hated working with each other, I think those two men had a very wonderful synergy and a personal friendship as well. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right. There are stories of some tension between them, but I think overall, yes, they were very close. And, you know, I think it comes out as well in the actual musicals.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Stephen Field. He is the director of the Carolina Vocal Arts Ensemble, celebrating their sixth year of providing excellent music for our community. They have a concert coming up a week from this Saturday at 8 p.m. at Winter Park Baptist Church. The concert is called Something Wonderful, the musical genius of Rodgers and Hammerstein. Guest soloists, local soloists, 57 singers, a 21-piece orchestra. It just sounds like it's going to be a great night. Now, let's talk a little bit more about some of the special aspects of this performance. You are telling us about the original arrangements?
Yes, we are using either original arrangements from the stage productions or from the film. So when I was choosing the music, we worked closely with the Rodgers and Hammerstein Foundation, and we would choose, okay, this one I want to do the film version, or this one we want to do the theater version. So the music is just really great to hear it with the orchestra and those arrangements. But some of them will surprise us, because we have a few arrangements that are done for the choir, and I'm thinking, I've never seen that on the stage or heard it on the film. So there's some really difficult and great, great arrangements that will be new for people to hear.
And that's wonderful for your singers, because, of course, they know this music probably, but they may not know it in this particular form.
Right. We've had some surprises, which has been fun.
That's good. It's good to be challenged. Now, one of the interesting things about Rodgers and Hammerstein and their musicals, a number of them presented controversial topics. Let's explore that a little bit.
Sure. Rodgers and Hammerstein were not afraid to bring up social issues or political issues of the time. And for instance, Sound of Music just dealt directly with the Third Reich and what was happening in Germany. Of course, the show came out in the late 50s, but they were not ashamed to address what was happening during World War II and Germany and Hitler. And so that is one of the issues that it is the story for Sound of Music. Also, South Pacific deals heavily with racism. They're not at all shy about talking about that. You have Lieutenant Cable, who falls in love with a Polynesian girl. You have an expatriate French plantation owner who has two children that were born to him but not of the same race, and he has difficulty dealing with that. And then he falls in love with this country hick from Kansas, and actually Arkansas, Little Rock.
Oh, Arkansas.
But that's okay. So you have all sorts of issues that come up that they just would shed a spotlight on it, and things that we even would shy away from speaking about today, they were okay with it, and they wanted to talk about it and show it. So
I always think about Oklahoma, where it was the first time that a character in a musical died on stage. Of course, that's happened in opera, but it didn't happen in happy-go-lucky musical theater.
Right. Yeah, they were brilliant about mixing the two. You would have that serious side where Judd is the outcast, and he ends up basically stabbing himself in a fight with Curly, and then you have characters like Edo Annie and Allie Hackam and those people who are just hysterical, and their character lines are very funny during the show. So it's great stuff.
So some of the music will be able to hum along, but some of it?
Yes. If you come to this concert, you will all hear things that you recognize, you will hear things you've never heard before, and you will all leave the concert humming one of the tunes. I guarantee it.
That's great. Now, the tickets for this concert are available online at carolinavocalarts.org. Again, carolinavocalarts.org. Or you can phone for the tickets, 910-960-7464, which is also the same as 910-960-SING. So that's a great way to get tickets. Again, they're $15. And the concert is Saturday, March 24th, a week from this Saturday, 8 p.m. at Winter Park Baptist Church. Anything else you want to tell us, Stephen, about the group or about yourself?
I just want to say that tickets are selling fast, so make a move and get your seat.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. This kind of concert with music that people know and love is always a good selling item, and I'm delighted that you're doing it. This music just never gets old for me.
No, we're very excited about this one.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is WHQR.